and walk in love. Okay, so hide the word walk in love. As we travel this prophetic path of faith, okay, on this prophetic path of faith, we also are building with the stones of charity. So walk in love, as Christ also has loved us. He gave us a pattern and record within himself. Okay, not that we would establish our own record, which would be an offense to God, but we live by the prophetic path and the record which Jesus provided for us in himself. Okay, this is the path which you walk on. Walk in love. We're walking on this path. Walk in love. This is our mobility. Our mobility is to expand his house. We expand his house by the divine work of the Spirit within us, called regeneration and renewing of the mind. Walk in love as Christ also has loved us. Same expression by the tokens which he has provided for us. Okay, this is our first love. Charity and the covenant, the priesthood, the practice of your priesthood is your first love. Okay, and this is what the Spirit is revealing there in Revelations chapter 2 and 3. I know your works and your charity and your faith. Okay, so here he's again addressing the functions of your priesthood. Okay, when you first embrace this knowledge, you express charity as purity. But then, of course, it goes on, who has deceived you? Well, we can see that in Revelation, in the church of Pergamos and the church of Thyatira, that a doctrine of Nicolaitans and the doctrine of Balaam began to emerge, okay, in the doctrines of Jezebel. Independent ministries. Okay, the independent ministry was severing themselves from the stewardship which is tethered to the throne of God. Okay, when you sever yourself from the stewardship which is tethered to the throne of God, you're laying down stones, you can see your own priesthood in another direction. Okay, that's why he calls it the broad way.